Hachette Audio presents A Gambling Man, written by David Baldacci, read by Eduardo Ballerini and Brittany Presley. To Tricia Jackson, a superb publisher and editor, a wonderful person, and one of my dear friends. Chapter 1. With a new decade looming, Aloysius Archer was on a creaky bus headed west to California to seek as much of a life as someone like him could reasonably expect. A roof over his head, 3 squares a day, a pint of decent liquor every now and then, and a steady supply of his lucky strikes to keep his mouth supple and amused. And a job. Actually, more of a profession. He needed that right now. It was like seeking water while in a desert. You just required it and didn't care how you got it. Otherwise, he'd be a chump, and there was no future in that. He took off his hat and swiped at his short, dark hair before resettling the fedora into place. Hell, maybe I am shooting for the moon after all. But why not? Archer wasn't yet 30. After fighting in the Second World War, he'd spent time in prison for a crime of which he was essentially innocent, though the law hadn't recognized such nuance and stuck him behind bars anyway. However, he would have gladly pled guilty to a charge of gross stupidity. It had involved a woman, and Archer just seemed to lose all of his common sense when they were around. He was a little over 6'1", and his frame had been hardened first by the army and then by prison, where the strong didn't necessarily survive, but such an attribute certainly improved your chances. He had a serviceable brain, quick enough wits, and a work ethic deep enough to carve a good life somewhere given the chance. Archer was hoping to find that opportunity in a town on the water in California, where he was eager to start his new phase in life under the tutelage of a veteran private eye named Willie Dash. But first he had to get there. And these days, nothing was easy, particularly long-distance travel across a country that was so big it never seemed to end. He looked out of the bus's grimy window and eyed the street-spanning metal sign they were passing under. Reno, the biggest little city in the world. He had no idea what that meant, but it sounded intriguing. They pulled into
sample complete. Ready to continue?